Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my gymnasium. Check it out. Watch this. Bring ding 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 ding.
Hallo, ich bin der Marc. Ich bin ein deutscher Teilnehmer der Internetgottesdienste von Fellowship of Deliverance, Internet Radio and International Ministries. Ich lade euch ein, uns auf www.fellowshipofdeliveranceinternetradio, alles in einem Wort.com, sowie auf unserer Facebook-Seite zu besuchen. Wir übertragen dort unsere Internetgottesdienste live auf unserer Website, und zwar samstags um 20 Uhr deutscher Zeit, entsprechend 14 Uhr US Eastern Standard Time, sowie dienstags um 2 Uhr morgens deutscher Zeit, entsprechend montags 20 Uhr US Eastern Standard Time. Samstags treffen wir uns zum Gottesdienst in unserem virtuellen Paltalk-Raum namens Fellowship of Deliverance Demonology mit Leerzeichen zwischen den Wörtern. Der Paltalk-Raum ist im Anschluss an unser samstägliches Treffen für eure Fragen und Antworten geöffnet und wir laden euch ein, euch hieran zu beteiligen. Ihr könnt uns auch auf Facebook unter dem Facebook-Nutzernamen fellowshipofdeliveranceinternetradio.com finden und uns hierüber kontaktieren. Falls ihr in der Region von Atlanta lebt, könnt ihr uns auch sehr gerne direkt vor Ort besuchen. Unsere Anschrift lautet 139 Christopher Place, Riverdale, Georgia 30274, USA. Vielen Dank, dass ihr uns auf fellowshipofdeliveranceinternetradio.com zuhört.
So this is Jermaine Edwards. Yeah. Listen, in all you're getting, get wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Aim for the sky, reach the mountain, keep climbing. Stop saying you can't, oh, you know you never tried it. Don't waste your energy.
Hallo, ich bin der Marc. Ich bin ein Hallo, ich bin der Marc. Ich bin ein deutscher Teilnehmer der Internetgottesdienste von Fellowship of Deliverance, Internet Radio and International Ministries. Ich lade euch ein, uns auf www.fellowshipofdeliveranceinternetradio, alles in einem Wort.com, sowie auf unserer Facebook-Seite zu besuchen. Wir übertragen dort unsere Internetgottesdienste live auf unserer Website, und zwar samstags um 20 Uhr deutscher Zeit, entsprechend 14 Uhr US Eastern Standard Time, sowie dienstags um 2 Uhr morgens deutscher Zeit, entsprechend montags 20 Uhr US Eastern Standard Time. Samstags treffen wir uns zum Gottesdienst in unserem virtuellen Paltalk-Raum namens Fellowship of Deliverance Demonology mit Leerzeichen zwischen den Wörtern. Der Paltalk-Raum ist im Anschluss an unser samstägliches Treffen für eure Fragen und Antworten geöffnet und wir laden euch ein, euch hieran zu beteiligen. Ihr könnt uns auch auf Facebook unter dem Facebook-Nutzernamen fellowshipofdeliveranceinternetradio.com finden und uns hierüber kontaktieren. Falls ihr in der Region von Atlanta lebt, könnt ihr uns auch sehr gerne direkt vor Ort besuchen. Unsere Anschrift lautet 139 Christopher Place, Riverdale, Georgia 30274, USA. Vielen Dank, dass ihr uns auf fellowshipofdeliveranceinternetradio.com zuhört.
Good evening and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. My name is Apostle Emmett Overton. That's our German commercial. We have some German audience. We have about 150 of them, and we have to communicate in our language. We are definitely growing in this ministry. Some good news, we are working on streaming YouTube 24 hours with our live deliverance programming. So you can listen to our internet radio on YouTube. We're working on that. We'll also be back on the book of Revelation. I haven't forgot it. We'll be back on that book Friday. In the meantime, I have been dealing with some brothers and sisters. I had a conference that I had to do on internet. And it was very striking because when we went there, I was invited to teach. And I told them, well, you know, I can do it here at home. And I saved them some money. Not that I don't want to travel, but in this conference, a lot of people begin to see that they was under, or whoever they was under as a Christian had no anointing. And tonight I wanted to answer the question, are you under a pastor that has no anointing? The title of the topic is Under No Anointing, None. And there are a lot of Christians that are in churches that has no anointing. Some churches may have a wonderful praise and worship service, but there's no healing in it. And a lot of people don't recognize that I have said this earlier before, and I will try to put this out again on this topic of another Jesus and another gospel. The gospel of Christ must be preached in all phases that Jesus did when he cast out demons, healed the sick, raised the dead, preached the gospel, and cast out demons. You have to put all of it together and worship on the Sabbath in your complete church. But it seems to be here in America. There's a lot of people playing church here, man. There's a lot of mess going on, a whole lot. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will be able to allow me to expose it. I know so, but God moved in my spirit to give this out. And I'm looking for a scripture. A lot of you are under dung, and you're drinking piss instead of water of the Lord. Instead of the beauty of the Spirit of Christ, you drinking urination. Foul, no anointing. You getting humanism, man, humanism, intellectualism, wonderful speech, articulated sermons. Ha 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 ha. Good evening. I want to thank you here for Renzo's Baptist Church today. Our sermon will be on the leadership of the community here in the great state of Mississippi. You know, that type of religious stuff, and that doesn't do it. Now, 2 Kings 18:27, but Rashika said unto them, had my master sent me to thy master and to thee to speak these words, has he not sent me to the men which sit on the wall? Oh, he's sitting on the walls of the carpet of the church, the balconies, and the preacher sitting there, and the first lady sitting there, and all the staff members are there. You have a $500 hat, a $1,427 Azamali suit from Brooke Brothers. Oh, boy. You have your diamond rings and your Rolex watch and your Mercedes 523 is outside waiting for you with your armor bearer carrying your Bible to the pulpit. That's piss. But Rashika said unto me, have my master sent me to thy master and to thee to speak these words? Has he not sent me to the men which sit on the walls that they may eat their own dung and drink their own piss with you? 2 Kings King James Version, 1827. Tonight I ask you this question, wherever you may be, are you under a pastor that performs? Tonight we're talking about great nothings. They great in the eyesight of your doctor, ways of good evening. How you doing, fine, sir? That's supposed to be holy in this dial. I remember one time I saw this fool. I was a house little chaplain. See, I've always been militant, and since I came to Christ, I'm militant with Christ. Jesus was a militant. Jesus just outright hardcore for Christ. Nothing wrong with that. And the guy came to my office. I was assistant chaplain now at South Fulton Medical Center back in 04. I was there 3 years, and I learned to administer deliverance in a hospital. And thank God for Brother John, who put me in the position to do that. And God opened up that door. Dr. Williams is here. Good evening. That's how you doing, brother. My name is Dr. Wellington. I said, okay, how you doing? My name is Apostle. Apostle. Do you have any credentials? I said, yeah. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost of Jesus of Nazareth. Yes. Well, my name is Dr. Such and Such again. I said, well, how you doing again, sir? And I kept seeing the pride of the Bible just rise up, just rise. And some of you people are under that. You're under dung. Romans 16:18, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words, that's what gets you, and fair speeches, deceive the hearts of the simple. Let's go to that. We're going to go look at that one again because that's just what I'm talking about. Are you under no anointing? Are you under a great nothing? Many great nothings out here. I've seen so many great nothings. I tell you, the great nothing I really saw, his name was Emmanuel Williams. I call him the king of all dong donkers. Yes. The Vulgate. When are you going to go to college? You get some. Seminary. Oh, I've seen it all. And that stuff messed people up. Under no anointing. There's no anointing with it. And you have a soul tie there. And that's probably why you don't leave, because of the soul tie. And I tell you, when you are at a place of worship, wherever you're at, you need the best teaching wherever you can get. You shouldn't set yourself under something that ain't about hitting on nothing. The devil laugh at that stuff. Some people like it. Romans chapter 16, verse 18. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words. You see this? Good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. That's you if you're out there under this piss and dung. Now, 2 Kings 18:27 is called piss and dung. That's what it's called. Now, define speech. Watch this. You see, they are hustlers, boy, and the Holy Spirit can really show them to you if you would yield to the Holy Ghost. Tonight I'm asking you, are you under a pastor that has no anointing? Speeches, the expression of or the ability to express thought and feelings by accurate sound. I'm very elated to be here with you in these United States of America. My name is Dr. Carl C. McDonaldson here, and I have added theological studies at the University of Mississippi. I have adjured doctrines here and on about self and self. And then what they do is take the book and break it down in the way that they was trained by a human. That's not how the gospel works. The disciples was all fishermen. Only one smart person, we're all of them smart, but with some form of technical understanding, was Luke. He was a physician. You see, we have to be very careful, man, who you listen to and what you're under. Sound check testing one, sound check. Make sure that this thing's working because I don't have time for it to be messing up on me now. So that's very important. That's very, very important that you understand that. Now, watch this. Please turn to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. And this deals with false prophets and teachers. And these type of men or and or women are under that. A pastor that allows homosexual and don't deal with the sin, that's watered down. Someone said that, I don't hear the Judge Joel scene. I don't know him. I don't even listen to him. But they said he was at a gay club, a gay parade. They went to a gay something. What is this, man? 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnations and heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destructions. The Holy Spirit repeatedly warns that there will be false teachers within the church. The warning concerning teachers are leaders who introduce destructive heresies among God's people and are continued not by moved by the Holy Spirit, but by their own reasons and their own selfishness. Christ's letter to the seven churches in Revelation chapter 2 explains this, and we're going to get deeply into that. When the revelation of the seven churches, he's really explaining different churches and how he was pleased with them. And he wasn't pleased with one of them, but Philadelphia. These men who call themselves Christians are really great oratorical speakers. And this is why they arouse people, and people are excited to this. Let's look at this here in 2 Peter 2:2. And many shall follow their precious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. So they speak bad of me, say, oh, he's a deliverance minister. He done went overboard. He's an occult. You don't have to do all that to be a Christian. Just believe that Jesus Christ died. Yeah, you believe that if you want to. Jesus says, many say, Lord, Lord, have we cast out demons in thy name? Have we prophesied? We've done this. And he said, away from me, you workers of iniquity. I don't know you. It takes more than that to be a Christian. And you, whoever listen to me, do not allow yourself to be entertained by people who have smooth words that can articulate you and move your emotion. You need to be pressing in the Holy Spirit when someone is bringing the word of God to you. So that you can be able to. Amen? I need to check this. One, two. Sound check testing. One, two. Sound check. Sound check testing. One, two. I hope that my audience can hear them. That's the enemy, man. I'm coming under some attacks. Let's try this. Okay. Sound check testing. One, two. Sound check testing. One, two. Sound check. Sound check testing. One, two. Sound check, testing one, two. We're having some technical issues. Everybody, you just pray. I know who this is. Sound check, testing one, two. Sound check, testing one, two. Well, I'm going to keep going, and I pray, God, that you can hear what I'm saying, because it's going to, I don't know how the sound is going. Testing, one, two, three, sound check. Sound check testing one, two. Soundcheck, testing 1, 2. Soundcheck. All right, I'm going to keep going. Okay, if we look at it in 2 Peter chapter 2, I want to show you something in the book of 2 Peter. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 2. And here we're going to go to verse 3. And through covetousness shall they with frailed words, F-E-I-G-D words, make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Swelling words, words that sound real good to you. That's not God to be deceived like that. Don't let the devil deceive you like that. That's Satan. And don't let no man, that you know, you go to a church. It's sad that some of these people go to churches and they don't even see healing in the church. No one gets healed. No one gets saved. Ain't nobody walking out of a wheelchair. There's nothing in there that brings the supernatural power of God. It's not of God. False teachers will commercialize the gospel, and that's what's going on now. The gospel is the gospel of Christ. It shouldn't be run as a business, although functions of a ministry. The business function shouldn't circulate itself over the gospel. The gospel should circulate itself over the business function so that the Lord can bless it. The false teachers will commercialize the gospel, bring expert in greed and in getting money from believers to enhance their ministries and their affluent lifestyles. That, you know, I struggle to get income when it comes. I have to pray. When I get mine, I ain't got time to be throwing out. I have to pay bills here. And that you got a lot of these men of God with no anointing but great, excellent oratorical speech. They're deceiving people. Don't let that happen to you. Believers must be aware that one of the chief methods of false ministry is to use E-I-G-N-E-D words to tell impressive false stories or to give extravagant statistics in order to inspire God's people to give money. They glorify themselves and enhance the ministry. These fabricated stories. Thus, the underway and sincere child of God becomes the object of exploitation because these ministers define God's truth in people with greed and deceit. They are assigned to condemnation and destruction, and they will go to hell. You don't want to set on anything like that. The Bible says there's another gospel. There are two gospels. Now, in Galatians 1:6, it says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that calleth you, from him that calleth you unto the grace of Christ unto another gospel. And that's what you're getting. You're getting another, it's just a form of another gospel. You have a lot of churches that do the same thing here. They circulate income and people through tithes and offering, and then what they do, they get clickers, this pastor knows this person, so I invite you to come speak. And that's how they keep the money going. Ain't nobody getting healed now. This is only speaking. Ain't no deliverance. Ain't no demons being cast out. That's another gospel. You hit Noah Ark, the Beatitudes. That's the sermon for the day, the Beatitudes. Come on, man. That's basic. That's introduction to Christianity. That ain't no meat. Now, Paul warns us about another Jesus. And these pastors, when they don't have the anointing of Christ, it's another gospel. Because Christ, when he ordained these men, he ordained them to cast out demons, preach the gospel, and heal the sick. Mark 3:13, 14, and 15, he ordained that. That's the blueprint of being a minister, is to follow Jesus' disciples and most important, follow Christ and how he handles things. Christ healed the sick. He raised the dead. He cast out demons. He showed love. He spoke with authority. And when a church is on another gospel, another Jesus, there's no power in it. In 2 Corinthians 11:4, it says, but if he that cometh preaching another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not received, ye may well bear with him. Come on, man. Another Jesus, another gospel. And that's, a lot of people are under that. And it's sad. Let me show you something. Let me give you an example. I want to give you Jude 1:16. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts. He's talking about dead preachers. No anointing, coming to church for one thing, get some money. 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 offerings. Man, they'll wear you out. You'll be broke by the time they suck you out of there. You don't have nothing for yourself. That's not God. You're required to make tithes, sacrificial offerings if you want to, on alms. You don't have to do that, but you are required to pay 10%. And you don't have to give anything else that you don't want to. You're not under the law. You're under grace. Titus 1:15. Unto the pure, all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their minds and conscience is defiled. How can you call yourself a minister and do not allow the power of the Holy Spirit to dwell in you, the functions of the signs following you, being able to do and teach so people can see that Jesus is still alive, that Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever through the manifestation of supernatural power, Acts 1:1. O Theophilus, how Jesus began both to do and teach. People need to see the ministry and the functions of the gift and operation of the Spirit so it can go out and dwell amongst those to get healed and dwell amongst those to be restored by the blood and the spoken word of God when it comes out that man's mouth. Because everybody don't have the Spirit. In Jude 1:19, the word of God says, these be they who separate themselves central, having not the Spirit. Don't set into nothing like that. Great articulate words. Hallelujah. Dr. Dalton, please stand, please. Dr. Dalton, please stand. 1 Corinthians 2:4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Dr. Leroy Thornton, I want to thank you here for being and participating here at the Church of Our Sisters, the Baptist Church here in Omaha, Nebraska, Lord. Now we're going to have some educated men. Dr. Leroy MacDonald, please come forth here today. Sounding words. Oh, how beautiful God is to bring the love of God here to you this evening. God loves you, my brother. Nothing else. Flat. Nothing. No power going with that. Colossians 2:4. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words, enticing words, enticing words, enticing words. Stay away from it. It's piss and dung, urination. 2 Kings 18:27. That's in the Bible. Let them sit on the wall and feed you no garbage. Study the Bible for yourself. Learn how to be equipped with the Word of God so this can't happen to you. I'm bringing sermons that people don't even bring. This is why I'm on internet. The stuff that we bring, go back and look at what we talk about, the Christian political agenda. Ain't no political agenda. Come table this coming Saturday. We're going to finish that. Have a white brother in the Lord coming here who happens to be a Republican. I'm none of them. And he's going to sit here and, my God, pay attention to watch it. It's going to be coming this coming Saturday. Because it's going to be some fireworks, but it's going to be good. It's going to be a blessing. It's going to show you how people mentality is in the United States, not all. Do not allow anyone to be given you excellency of speech. 1 Corinthians 2:1, and my brethren, I came you not with excellency of speech of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Paul didn't come with that. Let's just read that again. 1 Corinthians 2:1, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto the testimony of God. People need to see the power of God on the pulpit. When the power of God is on that pulpit through that man or through that woman, and it's pushed out from his mouth and the authority and the blood of Jesus and the power of God's word can release out that person. The Bible says you have not completely fulfilled the gospel of Christ. And there are a lot of ministers that's not completely. Go to church on Sunday. You ain't seen no. Now, you go to live deliverance on Sunday. Y'all want to see some miracles on the third Friday of every month. Apostle Andrew J. Scott, I've seen people get up out of wheelchairs. I've seen a man's leg grow right next to him. I was there when I saw it on the video. This is why I got one church on this radio station. Then out of Jamaica. And this brother is hitting on all cylinders. He's an excellent teacher. He loves his congregation. The man teach the word and pray for him because they got a lot of people jealous of him. He's a good man. Apostle Andrew J. Scott. If y'all want to see some miracles, on the third clock, also on Wednesdays. God does not want you to get caught up in this mess. Now watch this. In Romans 15, 18, and 19, all of this is in the Word of God. I'm saying everything in the Word of God. I am not making this up. You understand what I'm saying? Romans 15, 18. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me, to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about until Iconium, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. You have not fully preached the gospel of Christ if you're just preaching intelligent words. Ain't nothing happening. Ain't nobody getting up out of no wheelchair or nothing. God don't want that. Turn to Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 8. Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 8. And ye have not kept the charge of my holy thing, but ye have set keepers of my charge in my sanctuary for yourselves. And see, some of these people are in this for themselves. How are you going to give people all your money and you don't get nothing out of it? Yes, you're supposed to support a ministry. When you come, at least get a word of knowledge. Lady told me, I've been tithing. Man don't never give me a word. No prophetic word. Ha, 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 Jesus. I say, it's a dead gospel. And Lord, I'm going to thank another dead church. These churches don't have the Spirit of God in them anymore. I hate to say that. The Lutheran church. Man, please, you go speak in tongues in there if you want to. Go in there and try to speak in tongues. Go in there. They'll probably call the police on you. In Isaiah 29:14, therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work amongst this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of the wise men shall perish, and understanding of their prudent shall be hid. See, God is hiding us away from the saints. God don't want you caught up in this mess. God knows. Please get out of it. You know, don't be bewitched. Amen. Don't be bewitched. If the pastor, I got a guy come to me telling me, well, I say, well, does your pastor cast out demons? No, he ain't cast out demons. I say, have you ever asked him? Well, no, but it's a good church. I say, wait a minute, you coming over here for deliverance, and you won't give me one dime, and I've been sitting here 6-7 hours with you. So I do this until the Lord whether give me a dime or not. God always bless me. I said, you coming over here. But you tithe over there. He didn't like that. A lot of these people have theology. They use theology above revelation, the structure of man's teaching through an institution. Nothing against that. But ain't nothing like the Holy Ghost, man. Ain't nothing like the Holy Ghost teaching you. So they like to prefer theological things at you more than the revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ. Another thing that they really endow themselves in is their academic achievements, and that's above character. They don't care whether you're homosexual or not. They'll put you in a position and have you as a chaplain. I've seen it because I was a chaplain before. And these types of ministers will not understand the ministry of deliverance. They will prefer on the intelligent side to carry the person to a psychiatrist and give them some medication. It's just a mental deformity in their mind. So they'll block out the deliverance ministry, and they don't want discernment of the Holy Spirit. They believe in structure of humanism, and a lot of people caught up with pastors like that. They like eloquency over supernatural power. Some people go to church for eloquency. They don't want to know the truth because they want to deceive themselves to believe that they're going to go through this earth without having been touched by Christ and then go see Christ. Christ can heal here. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. But deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, right here. So the pastor on earth needs to bring the signs following people. But if he, with the eloquency of speech, with the psychology, and he'll use these resources to bring one of his parishioners to get healed, he'll send them to a cemetery, because most people that have a lot of medications that's demonically inherited by schizophrenia or disassociation identity or some form of mental demonic oppression, they'll never get no help under somebody like that because they don't have the Holy Spirit. They like a lot of human reasonings above the law of faith. They rather reason things by scripture and not walk in faith. They like laws, structure, the pastor, the co-pastor, the bishop, and all of this, and no Holy Spirit. It's sad. You know, it's religious acts. It's religious acts. Human efforts away from the grace of God. No matter how well attended it will result in, it will produce an Ishmael. It won't produce an Isaac. And the Christian churches will need the grace of God. And they have to turn away from beginning trusting in their own intellectual pastors and begin trusting in God and allow the power of the Holy Spirit to fulfill in that church or get out of it. The Bible said, come out from among them, be ye separate, say the Lord, touch not that unclean spirit. You need maybe just come out and leave it. Now, if any of you want to call me, you can call me and come into the chat room, area code 646-378-1857. I'm in the room now. It's going to be open for this evening. When a church arms themselves in the flesh, nothing helps. So the question I ask you tonight, are you under a great nothing? Enticing words, the Trinity, that ain't in the Bible. Trinity in the Bible called the Godhead. See, if you under something like that, you need to hurry up and go home and get on out of there and save you some time and some money because you ain't going to learn nothing. And there are many churches out here today that's doing that, and it is sad to witness it. I have people call me all over the United States. You see, when I get sermons, I get it based on what I go through in a week. And God tells me, okay, use this. That's how I get a sermon. The Holy Spirit woke me up at 6 o'clock in the morning. You have to yield to the Holy Spirit. I'm not trying to build no sermon based on me. If I do that, this thing ain't growing nowhere. Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. And another thing I want to share with you, stop looking at pastors, your pastors, he all perfect. Some of you women, honor your pastor more than your husband. Honor the pastor. But he's human just like you. For all have came sin and came short of glory of God. Ain't nobody perfect but Christ Jesus. We're in a financial situation, and we haven't had any income in maybe 2 weeks. And there's a bill that needs to be paid here. And I'm asking that God, I'm not even going to say the amount, because if I do, I don't want nobody thinking that I'm trying to tell you what to give. But God knows, and I pray that the Lord will move in your heart the amount that we need to give, whether it's multiple person or one or two people. But please, I ask you to get sow a seed and keep this on air here. We had live deliverance in that radio.com. It will be a blessing to see that because the ministries are needed. It costs money to run a radio station, and a lot of people don't realize it. And there's a need that I have here for the internet radio station. I pray that someone out there can hear that and meet that need. God bless you. Don't be under no dead preacher. Stay away from that. Get out of that stuff. Get out of that. It's not good. Go somewhere where you can learn the word of God. Shalom to you.